Shed 5, Blues is playing. Two coffees into my morning. Still yet to find a bad coffee in New Zealand. Yet to find an uninteresting conversation. I'm in the middle of a new one. Who are you?
I'm Phil Walters, industrial designer from New Zealand. I've got a company called metalbird.co.nz.
And you've just given me a gift. And that's me being open and transparent. I'm genuinely interested in what you're doing, but it's a pretty freaking awesome gift. I'd like to call it a sculpture. It's a laser cut bird standing on a metal branch, all one piece. How is this made, and what do I do with it?
Well, we cut them using an industrial laser cutter. We cut these silhouettes out. The one that you're looking at is actually a huia, which is a very important bird in New Zealand history. It's extinct now. But we've designed the profile so that you can install it really quickly using a hammer. It started off as an art project. We were doing hit and run installs, typically at night, and we just needed something we could get in, put the bird in, and get out of there.
So by night, the stealthy sculpture installers, armed with only a hammer, would be leaving, well, almost bringing back to life an extinct bird, and then day when the sun came up, there'd be a new piece of art in the street. How did people take to this?
Well, at first, obviously, people didn't really know how it got there, but it started off with a lot of my friends getting involved and wanting them, and in general terms, I've been doing it for a couple of years now and haven't had one negative response. In fact, a few get stolen, so...
So people want one for themselves, which you've now actually been able to enable. Let me move my cup out of the way. So... You didn't intend this to be a business. This was an art project.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of been a commercial industrial designer all my professional life, and I was looking for a much more craft-led little project that was very simple and something that was a bit more nourishing, really, I guess, creatively. And I'd just been to a Banksy exhibition in Bristol. This is, you know, 4 years ago now. And I asked myself the question, what's my Banksy?
That's great. Yeah, I'm now trying to think what my Banksy is. I guess it would be something performance related. I love the idea that you took graffiti on board, or street art, or you know, this public display of sculpture without necessarily getting permission first, but getting 100% positive kind of results from that is pretty good going, really. I think you're onto something here. How many birds do you do? That's metal birds.
Metal bird. Well, we've only got 4 types. We've done the new, fundamentally New Zealand market, but I guess it's got some. We've sold them globally, actually, into Italy, Korea, Holland, a lot to Australia, and now we're currently just in the process of looking at birds of other countries. So, yeah.
It's great because, you know, manufacturing is suffering the world over, and on the front of the packaging here, which is just, you know, really nice, simple, flat pack cardboard box with a space for you to write an address on, it says proudly made here in New Zealand. Why is that important to you?
Well, I've done a lot of design, a lot of commercial design, and as such, I've done a lot of manufacturing in Asia, and I've been more and more disillusioned with that process, really, the quality coming out of Asia and what you have to compromise in order to bring a nice product to the market. So my whole shtick with this project going forward is always proudly made here, you know, and I'll make birds for New Zealand in New Zealand, I'll make birds for Australia in Australia, we'll make them in Europe for Europe, and I don't know, it's really important to me. It's about integrity, I guess.
So just bullied you into joining Twitter because I thought it would be worth saying, you know, this is me, I'm here as well. So MetalBirdNZ, if you are using Twitter, hopefully you would have posted something there by the end of the day. But if nothing else, click on the link. Have you got a website up and running?
Yeah, I have. We're www.metalbird.co.nz.
And people can see some of your work there?
Yeah, it's all up there, and we've got a Facebook site too.
So if you do get a chance to have a look around your neighbourhood and you see anything like this cropping up, it may well be an original because I'm no doubt someone's going to copy this. It's too good an idea. But if it is an original, you'll recognise it probably by the type of steel used, because it's already, even before I've managed to install it, starting to look natural with a coating of rust where it would blend into the nature around it. And take a photograph of it. Even if you're not sure if it is original, rust is natural. Just Mother Earth reclaiming what's hers. Photograph it, stick a hashtag, #metalbird, and you'll see it, won't you? And you'll be able to go, that's one of mine!
Yeah, that's right. It's one of my children in the world.
There may well be awards for those metal birds being spotted. Thanks very much for talking to me.
Yeah, all good. Go well. Thank you.